first of all, I'd like to thank the mayor and all the other city officials, state reps, state senators who came out today. It's always good to see them and to see them in a more casual setting. I like seeing them here better than in St. Paul. And the feeling's probably mutual. But it's my honor to be here and to begin what we're calling the Red River Valley Bus Tour. And in an all-American city of Moorhead. In naming you as an all-American city, the National Civic League cited your civic spirit and, quote, the ability of citizens, government, businesses, nonprofit organizations to work together, unquote. I congratulate you, the city of Moorhead, for setting a good example for Minnesota and for the United States of America. In life, as in sports, the All-Americans are the players that generally do the extraordinary. They go above and beyond. And it's clear that the Moorhead and its community has a group of extraordinary people up here. You know, it hasn't been fun the last 10 years for you all. It really hasn't. You faced disaster after disaster. But the good thing is you keep your sights set forward and you have faith in the future of what's to come. The floods you experienced in 93 and 97 certainly challenged your spirit, but you met that challenge. And now in the new millennium, here you are being challenged again by a rain shower that probably should have taken 3 to 4 months. Up here in Moorhead, you decided to have it in about 6 hours, which can be a problem. But again, I have all the confidence you'll meet the challenge. But I want you to know that your battle to overcome natural disasters, that the state government is likewise your partner in these. We are all part of the state of Minnesota. So when one part of Minnesota suffers, we all feel it somewhat to that extent. And as good Minnesotans, we all step forward to help out the area that just happens to be at this point suffering. Because we all know 10 years from now, it could be somewhere else. We all recollect a few years ago, St. Peter, Minnesota, that got hit with the devastating tornadoes down there that literally changed. I used to drive through that city for years and years, and when I went through after those tornadoes, I didn't even recognize it. It was a whole new place down there. But again, you'll meet the challenge. And toward that effort, of course, yesterday I declared a state of emergency in Clay and 13 other northwestern Minnesota counties. But as we work together to overcome yet another disaster, we must also look forward with a comprehensive economic development goal that will help diversify the rural economy in Minnesota. I go on these bus trips, and this is the fourth one, and as I told your civic leaders earlier today, the timing couldn't have been better. Sometimes we've all gone through things in life where you schedule something and then lo and behold, perfect timing. Well, you know, I'm not going to try to fool you. This is our fourth bus trip. We had scheduled it for a couple of months. We usually start a couple months ahead of time in putting it together. But lo and behold, it worked out perfect because it gave me the opportunity to come up here and see what the floods and the damage they had done. Not necessarily that I wouldn't have anyway. I probably would have been up here anyway, but it was a perfect for the trip. So we're using the old saying, killing two birds with one stone, if we can say that. I want to be educated. That's why I come up here. That's why I do these trips, because there's not a better education than to go out and meet with the people that live the life. You know, I want to learn about sugar beets, because I realize that agriculture accounts for 20% of Minnesota's economy today, and they're certainly important to your local economy. I want to work with you on projects that will benefit your economic development, bring economic security to your future in your region. I want to work with you on telecommunications reform, multimodal transportation development, and higher education system that will meet the needs of our new economy. Some of you may have participated in a listening post we did last December in East Grand Forks. We learned a great deal from that meeting. We found out that economic development leaders, planners, and regular citizens in the Northwest region of Minnesota are concerned about diversifying the local economy, providing, of course, decent wages and setting a fair level of taxes. Some talked about value-added agriculture, highway needs, sewer and water infrastructure, and of course, the one that really has risen on our scale is telecommunications. I sent Director Barkley out to Greater Minnesota to find out what is it that they need, what's going on out there. And we all thought, well, it's going to come back ag, as it traditionally does, agriculture. But amazingly, on the top of the list was telecommunications, the ability for a level playing field out here in Greater Minnesota. We in the Twin Cities have it. Our businesses have it, but I think it's important to us to ensure, and we're working on it. We submitted a bill this year to the legislature, didn't go too far, but we're persistent. We'll be back with it again next year, and hopefully it'll get acted upon to where we can ensure telecommunications will be a level playing field out here. And why in the big picture? Because it's simple. One of the big problems out here right now is dropping student enrollment. You don't have as many kids going to school, which hurts your community, which hurts the dollars you get for education. Well, the key for us is to make it viable for many of these businesses to come out to Greater Minnesota and locate out here. Because as they locate out here, they'll have a young workforce that'll happen, and then you will see. What does a young workforce produce? Children, always. Family and all of that. And that's what we're looking to do with Greater Minnesota, to keep it viable for those of you who choose not to live in the Twin Cities, who love the lifestyle and the tradition of out here in Greater Minnesota. And that's our job, to give it a level playing field so that we can entice business and prosperity to continue to come out here and to diversify out here. So that the one thing we're learning is that areas in today's day and age can't be dependent on just one thing. Because that's trouble down the line. Because if something happens to that one commodity, be it ag, be it whatever it is, then the community hurts. And so we need to diversify and have more. Your ideas are really where it begins. So that's why I've directed the Department of Trade and Economic Development to work with other state agencies to plan and ensure regional priorities, and considered in my recommendation for a biannual budget. That plan moves into action next month at the Rural Summit in Rochester, Minnesota, when decision makers from around the state will identify the top priorities in each of the six regions outside the metro area, the Twin Cities. It may surprise you to know that over the past decade, the state has invested more than $180 million in economic development in northwestern Minnesota. In Moorhead, over the past 5 years alone, we funded more than $350,000 in enterprise zone tax credits that have helped lower the cost of doing business on this side of the Red River. We've provided more than $4.5 million in wastewater treatment plants and clean water infrastructure to help Moorhead and the surrounding communities rebuild and grow. After the 97 flood, our small business counselors help hundreds of area businesses prepare loan packages and assess their futures in the area. We've helped upgrade the skills of your workforce through our Job Skills Partnership grants for customized training programs in the Northwest Technical College. Working with Minnesotans after a disaster is a sure thing. We will be there. But working with Minnesotans on a consistent basis to improve our competitive position in the global economy while mitigating the effects of future disaster should really be our greatest goal. We are all in this together, and we all need each other, don't we? But let's look into the future. Let's not dwell on the past. Let's see what the future brings for the big picture. Moorhead and the entire northwest region of Minnesota are part of my big plan for economic development. You've demonstrated, your community, time and time, the qualities it takes to move forward and to meet the goals of my big plan. If there is a role model for a healthy and vital community, you and Moorhead certainly are that. How have you done it? Well, by displaying self-sufficiency. And how does that begin? With hard work. It's that simple. By improving your systems to service in your region and diversifying your economy to better position yourself as what? A global competitor. So you've got a lot going for you. And I just want to tell you that's why you're an American city, and that's why I'm proud to be your governor. And keep up the good work. Keep your chin up. We will be there to support you through the hard times just as well as we'll be back up here when the good times are here to enjoy those also. So I'll be happy to answer any questions there might be now. And I'd also like to say that joining me today is Kevin Luer, who's the Emergency Management Director. He's with me today. So if you have, where's Kevin at? Right there. Kevin, why don't you slide over here a little bit, and just in case. He's with me today if you have any questions about the role that we're playing in the floods that just took place and what state government is doing at this point in time, because that's Kevin's expertise, and I will certainly turn that over to him. So, questions.
Governor, I guess to begin with, you've had three different floods over 7 years, 1997 this year. Obviously,
yeah.
A lot of money and
yep.
State.